views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm so glad you're joining us here today. Before we get into who our guest is and why this pertains to you, and yes, every single one of you, every single one of us, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio who allows you to hear these wonderful conversations, Mr. Benny Mather. Benny, I must have been... Benny Mathers, oh my goodness. It's been like 5.5 years
hey,
now, Benny. And
that's
like...
a pretty good long stretch of not messing up until now. I'll give you some really good kudos on that. But hey, you know, it happens from time to time.
Yeah, and you do your magic every single time
Thank
to make
you.
Sure we're
Thank
on
you.
KKNW AM 1150 radio here in the Seattle area. WBLQ 1230 AM in Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York. And you get us connected to TransformationTalkRadio.com. And I know this goes out to Australia, various radio stations there, and of course, you know, all over the world via the internet. But it's all because you're sitting behind all those screens and with all those keyboards and doing your magic.
A lot to do. But enough about me. I want to actually give a congratulations to you. You had a graduate, right?
No,
it was Peggy. That's what it was. Peggy,
right,
had
the associate producer.
We have
of the
more
show.
Than one producer here. That's how big you are, Christine.
No.
So congratulations to Peggy.
Yes. And
her daughter,
you know, her daughter mm-hmm. Thea, is just an amazing human being. She's already done amazing things. And I expect to see... you know, sometimes she's going to be doing some important things. She's probably going to be in the news someday in a very positive way.
That's good. I want to hear that.
Yes. I mean, she's just this exceptional young woman.
I only bring it up just because my boys are actually going to be graduating from kindergarten coming up here in the next week.
Oh, congratulations to them.
It's already been 1 year. I mean, it's just like right by. And now they'll be graders after that. That's what they call them, the graders.
Yeah.
First grade.
Yeah. And there'll be more homework and more things for dad to help with.
Struggles for mom and dad to figure it out.
Yes, exactly.
I don't remember doing math that way.
Our guest today is somebody we've had on the show before, and I'm so grateful he's joined us here again because we're going to be talking about our nighttime reality and how it pertains to who we are and what's unfolding in our lives and what direction we're going. The person I'm talking about, his pen name is J.M. DeBord. He is also known as Rad Owl, and he's the Reddit.com dream expert. He's the author of another book, Dreams 1-2-3, Remember, Interpret, and Live Your Dreams. And we've talked about that book before. And most recently, his latest book, which is like a really heavy book. I carry these books to and from my home to the studio. And this one's big. It's like 500 pages, really thorough, really interesting, called The Dream Interpretation Dictionary, Symbols, Signs, and Meanings. And it's basically a dream dictionary, an interpretation guide. And it offers some help in having us understand the meaning of our dreams and the significance they have to our lives. He's a popular guest on media programs. He's a public speaker and lecturer. He's taught millions of people how to understand their dreams and benefit from them. And he's coming to us live from Tucson, Arizona, I believe, which is where he resides. I'd like to welcome our guest, J.M. DeBord, also goes by Jason. Welcome, Jason.
Oh, thank you, Christine, and thank you for that awesome introduction. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, Jason, it's I've loved your work before, and when I got this very heavy book in the mail, it's like I couldn't put it down because, you know, I'm looking through all these different categories of, you know, the things that can come up in dreams. You know, there's so many different aspects to the dreams. It's not only like the emotional stuff. It's not just about what happens in the dreams, but there are all these different things that can have like symbolic meaning. Why did you create this dream dictionary?
Well, in part, it was because I wanted to give people something that was easily accessible for them. You know, when in my early days of studying dreams and interpreting my own dreams, I was looking for a resource such as a dream dictionary, except for back then in the mid-90s, they were out there on the market, but I wasn't finding them. I was referring to books by like Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud, who are psychiatrists writing to an academic audience. So I would go through the indexes and I would be like, well, I dreamed about a dog. Well, what could a dog mean in my dream?
Right.
I'd, you know, go looking for some answers. And, you know, dream dictionaries are very popular, and it's the way that people who are looking for information about their dreams, it's often the first source that they turn to. Now, I have a number of dream dictionaries on my shelf here in my office, and many of them are, they make dream symbols sound too cut and dry.
Yes.
Like, well, if you dream about a dog, then it's going to mean this or this.
Right.
And, you know, they try to give these summaries in two or three sentences of what could be a very complex and personal dream symbol. So I wrote a dream dictionary to make it accessible, but I also built in a dream interpretation guide so that you can personalize those symbols, so that you can understand them within the context of the story that is told by your dream. And that is what really tells you what the symbol means.
Right.
So
right.
Oftentimes you turn to a dream dictionary and you're like, oh, it says, you know, I had a dream that, you know, my hair was frizzy and colored, you know, dyed purple. And you look up and go, well, frizzy hair means you have chaotic thoughts. Well, is that really what the story of the dream is saying?
Right.
You know,
is
it or is it not? So it was kind of hit or miss with a lot of dream dictionaries. And I wanted to really give people the tools that they needed to interpret their dreams.
Yes, that makes sense. And, you know, having been in therapy several times in my life and looked into dreams on a very deep level where I've, you know, had a professional helping to guide me through it, I know that it isn't cut and dried. And one of the things I love about your dream dictionary is you talk about all these various possibilities for what these symbols can mean, which is very, very helpful. So I appreciate that about this. So
It's kind of a shotgun approach, you know. You just throw a lot out there, and you hope that something resonates with the reader.
Right, right. So, Jason, why is it important for us to actually take a look at our dreams, maybe decipher it, look for the symbolic meaning behind it?
Well, your dreams can act as guides for your life. You know this from having gone through dream analysis in a very daily and concrete sort of way. Your dreams are reflecting back to you what's going on. Most of your dream content is it's a process of collating your memories. It's sorting everything. It's taking your daily experiences and at night sorting them and figuring out where they fit into the existing structure of who you are. So there is this sort of short-term daily process going on, and it has a larger purpose. There is a slower turning wheel that is more towards the outside, which is really your development as a person, the unfolding of your life, the manifestation of your spirit into this material world. And your dreams are really your guide to that. If you understand your dreams, you get a bird's eye view into the deep internal processes. Some of them are processes of the mind, some of them of the heart, some of them of the spirit. So your dreams can be incredibly beneficial. And Christine, as a public figure who speaks about dreams, one of the number one questions that I get, something that I'm challenged by people at my workshops and lectures and online, is, hey, I heard that dreams are just meaningless and that if you ascribe more meaning to dreams, then you're just fooling yourself. And I go, no, dreams are deeply meaningful, and you can use them as a daily look in the mirror so that you can kind of do a check-in and see what's going on with your life and remember where you want to be in your life. You remember where you've been, where you are now, and where you want to be. And if you do that, if you follow your dreams in a very literal sense by making them a daily part of your life, it can be the best thing you ever do for yourself.
So, Jason, how do we tell the difference between the ones that are deeply meaningful and the ones that are just like some of that processing of, you know, what we might have done that day or, you know, that are less meaningful?
A lot of the processing dreams fade into the background of your memory. They're not very memorable. If you sleep for 8 hours, you can spend 2 hours of that time in REM sleep, which is the most vivid and intense dreaming. So you have 2 hours potentially of dream content that is intense and vivid. And I have revised my way of helping people to understand this. I used to say, well, your meaningful dreams are your memorable dreams. Well, that is true, but your meaningful dreams are the ones that engage you on a story level because you are participating in your dream in make-believe. You are in a story as an actor, as a character, and you are presented with this scenario by the dream. Question is, do you follow along with it? Do you engage with it?
Uh-huh.
So if you think of that as a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being dreams that really don't catch you at all, they don't engage you, and 10 being the most powerful story dreams that you have ever had in your life that engage you the most, well, that 10 scale, that is how you can tell what is the most meaningful dream because they engage you. Dreams are stories.
Right. And I know with some dreams, you just can't shake them. It's kind of like, even if it doesn't seem very significant when you have a glimpse of it or you actually remember the whole thing, it's the sort of thing that can stay with you throughout your day. And then you know that, like for me, it's like, okay, I've got to be looking at this because it's really got me engaged on a subconscious and sometimes conscious level well beyond when I wake up.
And that tells you that there is a message in the dream that's trying to get through to you.
Yeah.
Sometimes when the light bulb goes on when I explain dreams to people, the light bulb goes on when I say your dreams are messages that you send to yourself. But they seem very mysterious and disconnected from everyday reality because they're coming from another side of the mind that's called the unconscious mind, which is 95% or more of the total mind is unconscious. So you have this little tiny part that you know of as your conscious mind, basically your ego and your persona. It's a very small part of this big, big picture. And when you dream, your dreams are created in the unconscious mind. So it's basically this larger part of the mind that is communicating to the smaller part of the mind.
Yeah, yeah. This is fascinating, and I know we're going to get more into the symbolism and more about how we can utilize the content and the information in our dreams to shift and change within our lives. More with J.M. DeBord here in just a few moments.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraluce.com. That's S-A-R-A-L-O-O-S.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, Jason, I'm fascinated by symbolism. I really am. And I love the fact that you have dug into like the long-term tried and true symbols from Jung and others. It's like, okay, so what are some of the common symbols that cross lots of people's dreams?
Well, this is where people tend to really tune in because everybody has recurring symbols in their dreams, and symbolism itself is just a fascinating subject. So let me start off with one that is a very common dream theme, which is symbolic, which is you are back in school.
Oh.
You're a 40-year-old parent, you know, you graduated from, you know, it's been 20 years since you stepped on a campus, and here you are, and you're thrown into this scenario where you are back in school, and you have an exam that day, and you realize you haven't been to class all semester, you are not prepared, you know, your pants are wrapped around your ankles, you know, and you're like, well, what am I doing here? Why is the dream showing me this? And people look at a symbol like that and they go, well, this is disconnected from my everyday reality. How could it have anything to do with what's going on in my life?
Right.
And if you look at it symbolically, you could boil it down. Simplify it. What is the dream really saying? Is that there is something important going on in your life for which you feel unprepared? That's why you're back in school. Maybe it has something to do with something that you've been learning, a skill you've been picking up. I find this very often in the dreams of people, professionals who have encountered something at work and they are really thrown for a loop by it. I started having these dreams when I was writing my first book, Dreams 1, 2, 3, because I was a journalist coming into that and a blogger. I was used to short format writing, and all of a sudden I have a 60,000 word manuscript to prepare, and it is a huge thing to do. So I started dreaming about being in school, and I was unprepared for a test. So if you boil it down, oftentimes the symbolism jumps out at you if you boil it down. to a very, like, simplify it. Step back from the story and just simplify it and ask yourself what it's really saying.
Right,
so
right.
I also have another theme that comes up a lot, and you'll love this, Christine, zombies. You know,
really?
As a moderator at reddit.com, which is R-E-D-D-I-T, and if you go to dreams.reddit.com, you'll see the little corner of that universe for which I'm responsible. And I get dream reports go past my eyes every day. So I am really tuned in to what people are dreaming about right now.
Uh-huh.
So I had to include an entry for zombies in the dream interpretation dictionary because a lot of people dream about them.
Strange.
And it reflects a feeling of mindlessness or sluggishness. You're surrounded by, you know, stupid people. I hate to sound judgmental. It's just that you can perceive that, you know, that you're living in this mindless world, and you're surrounded by people who are living from the most sort of primitive sorts of instincts, that the world is kind of devouring you. It's taking everything that's good and essential about you, and it's sucking it out of you. This is how people can feel. And remember that dream symbolism is based off of your feelings and perceptions, and it often exaggerates that, so it really makes it noticeable. So a zombie or a horde of zombies is a great way of saying, I'm surrounded by mindlessness, or I feel sluggish, I feel lethargic, or you were in a state of decay, or you've gone through a change, but it's incomplete. Because remember, a zombie is between human and dead. They're kind of in between, right?
Right.
Or think of it this way. You are holding on to a relationship that died a long time ago. Like, let's say you were in a romantic relationship, you broke up, but you are still holding on to the relationship.
Uh-huh.
How can your dreams take that and turn it into a story using symbolism? Well, a zombie is a great way of doing that. Another one, Christine, aliens and UFOs.
Oh, yeah.
This thing comes out of the sky, or you wake up and the little gray guys are next to your bed or something like that. People dream about UFOs, and just think in general terms about what a UFO is, an unidentified object, right? Well, that can mean that there is something unknown that is going on in your life. There's something that seems completely alien to you. Dreams start off with this idea, you know, well, who are the occupants of UFOs? They are aliens.
Right.
Well, what is an alien in the larger sense? How can that word be used in other ways and then used in a story? Because a symbol is something that represents an idea.
Uh-huh.
So the idea of alien means foreign to you or mysterious or unknown. And these are all words that are associated, of course, with aliens.
So, Jason,
are some of the common symbols.
Wouldn't we also, like in a situation like that, if we're sort of unraveling our dream about aliens, we might want to know what our own perception of aliens is. If we're the kind of person who thinks that there are some aliens out there that are so wise, and, you know, we're hoping that they'll come intervene with us stupid humans who are killing each other and doing terrible things to each other and doing terrible things to the planet, then wouldn't we have to look at our own perception of what alien means, not just the you know, like the word alien and the symbolism from that?
Thank you for reminding me of that, because your personal associations are the foundation of your dream symbolism. So if you are someone who interprets the aliens with something that is going to rescue us, then that is how it could be used in a dream. You connect with other ideas of how are you expecting or wanting to be rescued in some, you know, in some kind of way.
Right.
There is another one that comes up as alien abduction can mean it's the fear of being taken away from something that's important to you, because abduction stories often begin with, you know, I was taken away from my family and transported onto a ship and taken away. And so people who fear that they're something important in their life is going to come to an end, or they're going to suddenly be taken away from something that's important, can dream about it as being abducted by a UFO.
Right.
So yes, always use your personal associations to understand your dream symbols. And it's done simply by thinking about the dream symbol and generating the first ideas that come to mind. Some of them are going to be general associations with your culture. that we all know about, such as UFOs, you know, aliens. Sure. We all have general associations, words that will come immediately to mind when you think about aliens and UFOs. But then you dig into the personal associations with it. And for those people out there who have had personal contact with aliens, they might have a whole set of associations that can be used as symbolism in their dreams, which would be right. almost impossible for someone like me as an author to be able to write about in my book, The Dream Interpretation Dictionary. But what I do is I teach you how to make your own associations so that you can decipher the symbolism in your dream.
Mm-hmm. So, Jason, you know, I know that there are a lot of what people might call paranormal experiences, whether it's like having an angel come to your bed, you know, or seeing, you know, a loved one who has passed over, or, you know, dreaming of an alien abduction where people feel like maybe it actually happened as opposed to just sort of generated, you know, by our mind. How do you tell the difference between something like that and just a dream that helps us to process and move forward?
Well, dreams, of course, can be very powerful and realistic. So when you dream about an angelic figure or a holy figure or even about an alien, you can really think that it's happening to you. And, well, your dreams say, hey, I'm just doing my job over here. You know, I'm trying to create a realistic story that engages you. Uh-huh. So, you know, I'm going to make it as realistic as possible. Now, we interpret things as they come in. Information comes into our minds, whether awake or asleep, we're interpreting it. And as in your dreams, you are turning it into symbolism. So that thing that you see in your dream that seems like it's an angel or a holy figure, it could represent something that is, say, very important to you. Uh-huh. It could be a costume that is, it's basically a costume that's saying, this is a very important message and I really need you to get it. So uh-huh. as your right. dreaming mind, I am going to dress this up in a way that really gets your attention and shows the importance of it. So when you have these very powerful dreams, the best thing to do, really, Christine, is just meditate on it. And that just means quietly reflect on the dream. Sit back and just allow the memories to come fully into your mind and use your feelings as a guide. Because even if you misinterpret something like that as, hey, Jesus was here in my dream, mm-hmm. and I really think it was Jesus, uh-huh. even if it wasn't Jesus in the technical sense, uh-huh. Jesus was probably used in your dream to get across an important message. So right. misinterpreting yeah. it as Jesus is, well, it's probably not going to hurt you.
Uh-huh. That makes sense. We have to go to another quick break, but when we return, we're going to get more into the symbolism and learn about how we can utilize these dreams to help shift our lives in a variety of ways. And we're also going to have a very important shout out to a very special little girl. More with J.M. DeBoard here in just a few moments.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, I'm having a conversation today with the author of The Dream Interpretation Dictionary, Symbols, Signs, and Meanings. J.M. DeBord also goes by Red Owl, as well as Jason. You know, Jason, before we move forward, I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to say hello to a very special listener. Who is that?
That is my little niece, Sadie. She's the daughter of my sister, Amanda. They live there in the outer area of Seattle, at least in that general area. Uh-huh. And they are listening right now. At least they said they would be. So, Sadie, it's your Uncle Jason saying hello, and I hope you are doing wonderful today and always, honey.
Yes. And hello, Sadie. I'm so grateful you're listening. And five is a great age. You know, I just love that age. I mean, every age is wonderful, but five is a really special age when the kids are starting to look outside of themselves and seeing themselves as separate, but, you know, kind of connecting with the world in a new way and exploring reality. And that's what we're doing today as we are exploring reality. We're exploring dream reality. So, you know, Jason, one of the things I love about this is you're helping us to kind of pick apart our dreams to come up with the underlying message. And the symbols are only just like a tool for that. Once we've figured out what our dream is trying to tell us, whether it's whispering to us or screaming at us, what do we do next?
Well, you live your dreams. You follow your dreams. You make them part of your daily life. You listen to the advice. You apply it. You think about it. The dream won't always give you every answer. It won't tell you everything that you need to know. It will give you the outline or structure. Sometimes dreams are very specific, but most of the time what they do is they address something that's going on in your life, and they give you an opportunity to respond. Now, I have a great example, which I use in my workshops and lectures. It's a dream that I helped interpret where a woman dreams that she is behind the counter at her family business, and there's a commotion that breaks out in the lobby, and she looks around and goes, I'm the only one here to deal with this, and I really don't want to. Uh-huh. Now, the first discrepancy with reality is that she does not have a family business that she works for. So we know that this has to be symbolism.
Right.
So now let me tell the rest of the dream real quick. She is ready to go out into the lobby to deal with the commotion. She doesn't want to do it. And then she looks over and she sees Faith from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. This is a character from the show, which is, shout out to Joss Whedon, it is a brilliant show. I watched it all seasons from beginning to end, uh-huh. And then I was able to understand this. There's actually a deep brilliance to this show. But anyway, Faith is one of the main characters that comes along in one of the later seasons, and she is a butt-kicking rebel. Boy, she is just, you know, and she's slaying the vampires left and right, and she's kind of a nemesis in the show, but it goes deeper than that. But anyway, the person who had the dream was also a fan of the show, and when she sees Faith in the dream, there she is, ready to kick butt, except Faith does not have legs. And you can't do much butt kicking if you don't have legs. Now, this is symbolism. Yeah, this is a discrepancy with reality. And when you have these discrepancies in dreams, you really want to focus on it, because that is often the core of the symbolism can be found right there in those discrepancies with reality that jump at you from the dream. Now, the last component of it is Faith is situated near the door, near the front door, the exit and entrance to this family business, this fictional place that the dream has created. So we started understanding the dream. We go, well, what does family business mean? Well, it means taking care of the business of the family. And for this dreamer, she was very involved in helping to take care of her parents' house, planning holidays, helping with making sure that the landscapers are doing their jobs, and, you know, just everything is being done. She's taking care of family business.
Right.
So we understood that part. And then it was, well, why are you situated behind the counter as the only person here to deal with this big commotion? And she goes, well, my family life has a lot of commotion to it, and I'm often the person who's stuck having to do all the things. I'm the one who has to deal with it. Okay, well, we understand that part.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to have faith in the dream? Well, faith was her desire to sometimes kick people's butt and get them into gear and go, hey, look, I need some help here. Uh-huh. This is too much for me to deal with. If you all want to come over to enjoy Thanksgiving, then, hey, pick up a sponge and start doing some dishes or something, you know?
Right.
So it was like, okay, well, what does the front door mean? Well, this is where we could really pull something out of the dream. And in my Dreams 1-2-3 system, I call this the live your phase dream, or live your dream phase. It is the resolution of the dream. It's the suggestion. And what it means is with Faith being near the exit, what it means is sometimes she needs to walk away from the situation so that she can have her peace of mind. Because if she stays immersed in the commotion, then the stress and the anxiety build, the anger build, and she is at some point, she is going to really start to want to kick some butt, which means that she can't be emotionally engaged and she can't enjoy the holidays with her family anymore.
Really
what we pulled out of this was she needs to give herself permission to walk away when she needs to.
So it sounds like she needed to. I mean, first of all, I'm fascinated by the fact that you talk about her being behind the counter, but you also talk about this character Faith, both in terms of relating to her being aspects of herself as opposed to like somebody else in her life, like Faith being somebody else in her life.
Yeah, that's right. Most dream characters are projections of parts of yourself in your inner world.
Okay. And that feels important. And it also sounds to me like she needed to sprout some legs. So,
yeah, you know, if you think about what legs do, they give you the ability to walk. Well, in this situation, it was ability to walk away when she needs to. It's all right there in that image with Faith with no legs. It summarizes the entire dream and how what it relates to in the dreamer's life and how she feels about it. It's all right there.
So was she able to take the information from that dream and help to resolve the situation in her life?
Well, yeah, she used the information what she really started doing, and this came from a friend of mine, so I was able to observe the after effects. What she really started doing was when the holidays came around and she's got a house full of family members and they're not pulling their weight, she started kicking some butt. She started saying, hey, look, here's a towel, go, you know, or here's a sponge, wipe off that counter. Here's a towel, help dry some dishes, you know. Hey, you over there, get started on the mashed potatoes. You know, she was able to kind of run the family business in a way, and she felt like it really gave her not that she didn't already have the gumption to do it, it's just that the dream acted as a sort of catalyst for her.
Right. And I know that particularly with family stuff, we can get stuck in our roles and feel a lot of, you know, woundedness, resentment, whatever, but it's a jail of our own making that when it continues into adulthood, and it takes us a while to kind of climb out of that jail.
That's right. And what relationships are more important than family? I mean, for many people, they are the most important relationships. And so, of course, it's going to be the subject of your dreams. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's one of the most common subjects for dreams is the I'm at my family home, I'm looking for my family home, or I'm hanging out with my family members. And oftentimes what you find in there, in those dreams, is advice about how you can have a better family life. If you can't change the circumstances, if you need to, if it's a kind of a situation that there's something you'd like to change and you can't do it, well, you can always change yourself in some sort of way to help to adjust and deal with it. Mm-hmm. And you can get a lot of advice from your dreams about how to have deeper and better relationships with your family members. Now, here's the thing, Christine. It's one of the real tricks to dream interpretation that takes a while for most people to really nail down is how do you differentiate that dream character who looks like someone you know, someone who's important in your life, such as a parent or a sibling, right? How do you differentiate them from the dream character that looks like them? Because remember, dream characters are usually like a costume. The appearance is like a costume. It drapes over something that is deeper, that is the symbol that they represent. So if you dream about your mom, it doesn't mean that you are dreaming about her directly. You're dreaming about what she represents to you, or she is a character that is used in a story to tell you something. She represents, you know, love or guidance or, you know, the need for help, or somebody who does the laundry, or, you know, whatever it is you associate with your mom. It could be her personal characteristics and qualities, or her personality. These things can all be represented in the dream character that looks like your mom, but is not necessarily your mom. So let's say you have a dream that your mom dies. You know, or she's injured. And in the dream, it is very distressing. You love your mom. You don't want to see anything bad happen to her. Well, step back for a second and ask yourself, is my relationship with my mom going through a change? Is death, because death often means change. Okay. Is there something that's changing? Are we drawing apart? Is it something like that?
Right, right. As opposed to, say, a precognitive dream.
Right, which can happen, but usually you have to rule out these other possibilities first.
This is fascinating, Jason. We have to go to another quick break, so stay tuned for more with J.M. DeBord.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit stellarreflections.com. That's stellarreflections.com. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having so much fun both on the show live and on the breaks talking with J.M. DeBoer. Now, Jason, can you please share with our listeners how they can connect with you and some of the things you've got going on?
Well, I have a blog, really a dream interpretation website, and it's dreams123.net. And I've been blogging there for years and posting articles and content, videos, podcasts, my media interviews. It's all there. And so I also have a Dreams 123 newsletter, which I have been working on really hard to get this down so that when you sign up for the newsletter, you will automatically get emails that will teach you all these different things about dreams, from remembering them to decoding the symbolism to applying dream interpretation techniques. And then finally, hey, what do I do with all this information and how does it benefit me? Mm-hmm. I'm doing a lot of media interviews. I've been out at Canyon Ranch Health Spa, which is this
wonderful,
beautiful, awesome place here in Tucson, an awesome place for healing. And they have invited me out to, you know, I've been doing this for a year and a half now, and I've got a whole course that I'm giving over the summer of things like recurring dreams and nightmares and how to work with dreams and dream symbolism and all this. So I'm very busy and I'm very happy to be busy too.
Yeah. And, you know, I think I've talked to you about this before. My recurring dream relates to seeing my home, my house, and it's it's not my house. And sometimes it's similar to previous dreams, sometimes it's not. But, you know, I'm always discovering that there are new rooms. Like sometimes just one new room, other times it's like multiple ones, you know. So it's fun to kind of look at the recurring dreams from a big picture perspective.
There is so much that you can learn from them. Your recurring dreams are often the easiest to remember, and they're also the people come to my lectures, my public workshops and stuff, and often they have a recurring dream theme that they want to know about. Uh-huh. And if you dream about your home, think about it in symbolic terms as the place that you live in your heart, in your mind, in your psyche. Also think of it in terms of what you are building, because you are said to construct or build your life, and you can construct or build a home. Uh-huh. Finding new rooms in the home can mean that you are finding new things about yourself.
Right.
You are opening up these new areas of your life. You're discovering things in your personality and in your psyche. So what a great example, Christine. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And I appreciate the interpretation. So, you know, I'm fascinated, Jason, by when we dream about somebody who's passed over. First of all, do you think we're connecting with somebody who's passed over? And how can we sort of utilize our dreams to connect with their essence and perhaps their spirit?
The most popular post on my website is the one that I wrote about telling the difference between ordinary dreams about your deceased loved ones and dreams that are actually connecting you with their spirit. Mm-hmm. I call them visitation dreams, although I found that that can be a general category for any dream that it feels like you're being visited by a deceased loved one, the person has entered your dream. So look on the sidebar at dreams123.net and look under most popular posts because you'll find it number one. What I have found, and this has been a very big challenge for me as a dream expert because I often get asked these questions, and early on, I was really not prepared for this. And people would be like, well, I had this dream and it was about my mom and she passed away. Uh-huh. And, you know, she had fallen down some stairs and that's how she died. But I'd had a dream about it and I feel really guilty because I feel like I could have prevented it from happening if I would understand the dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this all kind of rolls into the same ball of, you know, into the same big picture. Now, let's start off with most of your dreams about your deceased loved ones are about you and what's going on in your feelings and your mind. It's about adjusting to the loss of this person. Uh-huh. It's about dealing with the grief. It's all of this together. These are very personal dreams that has really nothing to do with this person in the afterlife. Mm-hmm. Now, I am a fan of Edgar Cayce, the famous psychic, and I use him as a source of information, objective, especially when I come across things where I can't figure it out for myself or differentiate. And uh-huh. I went to Edgar when I was dreaming, when I was asked these questions about deceased loved ones, and he says unequivocally, yes, you can connect with the spirit or soul of your loved ones and other people uh-huh. who are in another state of existence. And you can connect with them through your dreams. That is your main line of communication with them, in fact. But here's the thing, Christine, is you have to be emotionally balanced. If you are still in the midst of all that grief and loss and it is racking, you know, tearing you apart, you will probably not dream about that person in a direct way, as in connecting with their spirit.
Sure.
Once you have balanced your emotions, then you might be able to open up that channel. That is how it's been communicated to me, is that it is a channel and you tune into that station and it means you can tune into that loved one also.
Yeah.
And you can communicate with them. You can build a relationship over time with them. Cayce gives, and for everyone out there, there is a book called Edgar Cayce on Dreams by Harmon Breaux. And he really goes into detail about the Cayce readings and the advice that he gave about establishing this communication with people who are in the next life and then using that to help you live your life better.
Right. And you know, that detachment that you're talking about where you're not emotionally overwhelmed or embroiled within the context of the dream, that kind of detachment is important, I think, in terms of when we're dealing with anything from the spiritual realm, whether we're talking about channeling, whether we're talking about healing. It's like this, it's getting sort of the human emotions aside and having that energetic connection. So that makes perfect sense to me in terms of how to interpret whether it's your own emotional stuff coming up or whether it's actual connection.
And clearing the signal. You don't want to have any static in the line. And what I found is that people who are really desperate for this sort of contact with mm-hmm. their deceased loved ones, it is an irony that they are the ones who are least likely to get it because they need it too much or it will upend their life. And the first rule of spiritual contact that I found is do no harm.
Yes.
So if it's going to harm you, it will not happen. And you also have to remember, this person is not in cold storage. They have gone on. They have been born into a new life, you know, and it's not like they're just sitting around waiting for your call, you know.
But, yeah.
And here's the last thing. Speak with your heart. Don't uh-huh. speak with your mind. Speak with your heart.
Yes.
And that is how they'll get the message. And really put your energy and emotion into it, as long as that emotion is just pure love and affection and desire to communicate with that person and continue your relationship with your loved one.
You know, this time is just flying by. Jason, in a minute or less, can you share with our listeners why it's important for us to utilize this symbolism from our dream life into our waking life and how symbols can sort of move into our waking life as well?
Well, you establish a relationship through your dreams. You establish a relationship with your unconscious mind. And that is, of course, where your dreams are coming from. And this relationship is going to expand you as a person. It's going to expand all areas of your life. Your unconscious mind is like a life coach. It can act that way when you have a good relationship with it. If you are open to its messages and you desire to have that larger contact, the first thing you can do is when you're going to bed tonight, you can say, hey, I heard this guy on the radio tell me that there's this thing called the unconscious mind. I want to know more about it. I want to have a relationship. So you start there, pay attention to your dreams. Over time, you are going to, it's like building any other relationship. As the trust and knowledge and everything comes into play, your unconscious is going to be able to feed you the information that you need to live your life better, to understand yourself better, to have better relationships. And then it's going to move from your dream world into your waking life as this information is received consciously. That is a big step, Christine, and you know, as someone who's worked a lot with your dreams, how that works. You don't have to be asleep to talk to the unconscious.
Yeah, this is fascinating. I wish we had another hour, Jason. It's JM DeBoard, the Dream Interpretation Dictionary, dreams123.net. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Oh, thank you, Christine, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to your listeners. I really appreciate
it. It's always a pleasure, Jason, and thank you for joining us here today. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.